deserve it in the past number of years is the agencies. The governor hasn't bothered me through the years. It's the fact these damn agencies and their commissions take any statute we pass they don't like and stretch it on infinitum. I could cite you Water Resources, Fish and Wildlife, DEQ, LCDC, every last one of them. When they want to do something, they have to hold a public hearing because that's the law. They go out around the state and hold public hearings everywhere, including your backyard, and all your neighbors come in and dump on them 95% to 5%. And they do this about 9 places over the state and come back up here and adopt the damn rule. And they're thumbing their nose at the legislature and the public because the law allows them to do it. And that's what this damn thing's all about. I've been trying to get something like this passed for, what, 12 years maybe? It's insidious the way the LCDC acts. You ought to see what the Water Resources Board tries to do to your water rights. I mean, it's incredible. It's almost criminal.
Representative Beyer.
Mr. Chair, I would move the A7 amendments.
Representative Beyer moves the A7 amendments. Those in favor of the adoption of the A7 amendments will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will call the roll.
Is this on the amendment?
Excuse me. A7 amendments. Representative Beyer's amendment.
Representative Corbin?
Aye.
I'll move yes to the amendments.
You got him on board.
I've not got anybody on board.
Go ahead. He's yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.
Representative Markham?
Nope.
Representative Mill?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative Watt?
No.
Vice Chair Beyer?
Aye.
Votes no. Amendment fails. Representative Watt.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Joint Resolution 12A engrossed to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Watt moves Senate Joint Resolution 12 to the floor. Due pass recommendation. Discussion. Clerk, please call the roll.
Well, just a minute.
Representative Courtney.
Discussion. We've just heard a major protest, an outburst here by my good friend, or at least, I guess I could say that, who's sitting at my immediate left. But I must say that in the presentation, it seems to me, for the measure, we did not get anywhere near that kind of documentation, specific rules. Which I think if you're going to make this kind of change, you need to have part on the legislative record. No one works with state agencies more than I do. Believe me, when you live in Salem, for some strange reason, your constituencies think that you can run state government. And I have dealt with a lot of state agencies. I will acknowledge to the good representative from Rep. Riddle that I do not deal with the natural resource agencies as much as you do. But I surely deal with a lot of others. And I can tell you now that it comes down to the person who heads up the agencies. It's going to come down to the personality. You can go after the administrative rule, but administrative rules, whatever you do, involve interpretation. And that is apparently what we're bellyaching over. I met the new state fair director earlier today, and I let him have a mouthful on my dealings with the state fair, and it wasn't nice. Then I apologized to the poor guy because he's new. But the point is, it's going to come down to me and him and his personality in terms of the rules and the laws that affect it. But I want to warn you what's happening here. When I was on the Salem City Council, I thought I was the hottest thing in town. I thought I understood the council manager form of government until the city manager one day had enough of me and he said, here is Councilman Courtney, the only city council in the nation that has his own police force. And what he was telling me is, you've been going directly to the police chief, bypassing me, and you've been violating the council manager form of government. If you don't like the council manager form of government, get rid of it and go to a strong mayor form of government. This is micromanaging state government. There are not constitutional problems with this. I admit that we can do this constitutionally. But I respect very much the separation of the powers that we have. And I really think that we're moving into the executive branch here in a way that we shouldn't. It's coming down to personalities more than anything else, and I regret it. And I don't think the case has been made for it. And I, obviously the votes are here, and all deference to the the good gentleman from Riddle, his opinion, but I think it is one of those things that in the long run is going to be very regretful, that we're going to be mucking around on an everyday running a state government as legislators. If we really want to do this, then let's go to another idea the good representative from Lake Oswego had years ago, which he put on the ballot, where he asked to go to annual sessions. Yeah, so at least you're in town annually, and they know you're around. That's a much better, not some kind of micromanaging with some committee or some review of these everyday technical regulations. And I will thank the chair for indulging my little statement. I hope it was not considered an outburst. I tried to control myself and my emotions.
You did a good job, Rep. Seven Carter.
And I, once again, I make these statements very respectfully, but I do feel strongly about them.
Well, I think what you're seeing with some of us is that the public that at least we represent is very frustrated with appointed bureaucrats writing laws that are the rule and the force effect of law in their lives without having their state legislator being able to do anything about it. And we run for the people. People elect us. We have to take back some of our legislative authority, which we have delegated to these people. We've delegated large amounts of this legislative authority, and we're not going to take it back. The radical approach would be simply put us back in the saddle of promulgating all rules, which is an impossible task for a citizen legislator to perform efficiently. That's why we have agencies. But when a citizen comes to you and I and says, this rule is a problem, you have a committee where I can come and talk to some legislators about it who have to answer to the people, they can come to us, a group here, and say, we know this isn't going to review every rule, going to come through and say, we either need this one because we have an emergency, or this one's a bad one and we need it stopped. In any case, we're going to come back as a legislature every session, and probably by carte blanche, one line at a time, we can reference a whole lot of rules into the play. Most of these we're not going to even want to bother with. But some natural resource issues, we'll want to take them up with them because they've gone beyond anything we ever intended, even though within the scope of the intent it may have been there. But we never thought they were going to set the $80,000 figure. Whoa, hold on, time out, folks. That's way beyond what we thought we were giving you power to do. We have to remain in power of legislation, and that's why we're doing this. And I have enough history in my own experience to know that I've been beaten up by my constituents time and time again to say, why is Water Resource Department doing this, and what can you do about it? I say, nothing, because in order for me to change this, I've got to get the Senate and the House and the governor to agree, and this is nothing that I contemplated when I voted for this. So anyway, that's why it's going this way. You've presented a good case to the side, Representative. So have you. But I think it's about time for us to take a little bit of our legislative power back from the executive branch because we delegated it to him to begin with. So anyway, anybody else new here before we get back to Representative Byer?
Well, I've had my own problems over the last 2 years with the agencies, and I agreed last time, and I agreed this time, that there's a need for a stronger legislative oversight, and that's why I prepared the amendment, strictly because I thought it was the way, keeping within the balance of powers. I respect what you've said, Mr. Chair, and I understand what you're saying, but I think you're heading for trouble with this. Not with the intent. I think the intent's right. I think the structure is wrong. And I think if we really are having that much trouble, what you're moving towards is a parliamentary form of government. If that's the problem, I mean, let's be honest. Let's move. Let's put a resolution out there to change the Constitution and form a parliamentary government. That's where we're moving. You're trying to do away with the executive.
Representative Carney.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I listened very attentively to that very thought-provoking and thoughtful statement you made. And I acknowledge to Mark. The Speaker Pro Tem,
yes,
that I have not dealt with the natural resource agencies to the extent that I'm sure that you have and you have indicated. But let's just take an agency I have dealt with, which I think we might have something in common on. Dare I say it, DEQ. The hush is just horrendous when I say that. Horrible, those three words, DEQ. Underground storage tanks, dare I talk about it. A very difficult issue. Business people in my community came to me because of whatever. When I got into it, I'll give you another example. It wasn't the rule, it was some public servant, employee, how you know, whose interpretation was such. And I have found by working with them, I'm giving an example here, that we were able to resolve it. Ironically, one of the natural resource issues to deal with involving, I guess you get these very rare permits that comes to you if you want to go shoot sheep or something. And there was a problem in terms of being able to transfer that on. Well, I'm trying to do the best I can here. I don't know much about this area.
What are you looking at?
Well, I'm just looking at anybody who's willing to look at me. Sometimes when you feel alone, you just look around to hope that someone will at least look at you. Someone who got the permit dies and they want to move it on to the... What I'm saying is, once again, I have found, and there's nothing magic about me, that even in that area, it isn't the rule as much as sometimes the harsh and arbitrary and capricious interpretation by the employee. And that if you work with that, you can get somewhere. And I really want to emphasize one. I know the votes are here, and I'm going to cease and desist now with my arguments, Mr. Chair, out of respect to the committee. But I really think that that is more the issue here than the rule. Thank you, Mr. Chair, again, for indulging my emotions.
And to a degree, Representative Courtney, you're right, because it is that frustration that brings us to this point, because those folks, you call them employees or bureaucrats.
But I
don't respond.
Want you to broad brush all public employees
Mr. Chair. I would suggest to you that 90% of rules are okay and will be treated as such, but there will be occasion when we might want to check their power. A little should you know. Please call the question.
No.
Wait till they call the name.
Representative Corcoran.
No.
Representative Courtney.
No.
Representative Lundquist.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
Aye.
Representative Milne.
Aye.
Reduce me to tears.
Representative Roberts.
Excused.
Representative Watt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer.
No.
Votes yes,
and you have
SJR 12 received the appropriate majority vote is forwarded to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Representative Watt.
Mr. Chair, if you're asking if I'd carry this, I'd be happy to, on one condition, that I might have a good representative from Salem. Kaiser, help me with the remarks so that I may be as eloquent on the floor when I carry this bill as he's been
in committee. The second part of his statement was really some things out there you could use to portray exactly the problem that we're trying to address here. You could just do a transcript of his statement out of his committee.
Could you ask him if he would agree to work with me in preparing my portion?
We're going to close the work session on this, Hummer, before Representative Courtney gets committed to anything further. We're going to close the work session on SJR 12, open up a work session on SJR 4. Four. And we appreciate the good spirited debate on that issue.
You appreciate the numbers.
You know, it is a
debate.
I'm sorry. Important thing you learn in politics, as Representative Courtney told me when I was the first legislator in 1989, was how to count.
Yeah.
And that's what he told me. And at that end, I was at your position on the process and just watching it go by.
You mean you get taller when you're in the majority?
That's right.
It becomes more fun.
I'm going to stick around.
Do that. You never know. You might get some hair. You never know that, too.
Mr. Chair, sorry. To the representative from Cottage Grove, it hasn't happened by now, I doubt very seriously, if you're going to get the opportunity, son.
Uh-oh. I appreciate that.
And I'm not talking about the majority either.
I didn't know that you had a background in medical reality.
Representative Lundquist, have you had a chance to speak with every member of the committee about the Dash A7 amendments?
Yes. Representative Courtney, it's been a while, and Martin's been a while, but we have spoken. The rest of them I've spoken with recently.
Great. Do you have any further explanation on that before you move those amendments to see where the votes are?
This is the
county option. Do you have your little map with you today, or did you leave it upstairs?
No, got it in your file.
Oh, we got in the file. How soon we forget? It is simple. Courtney sounds like he's off the board, so he's initiative reform scares him to death.
Absolutely, it does.
Okay.
The good representative from all of Eastern Oregon truly understands that.
Right there is the map. Remember that, members? I think it's a great piece of work. Guy worked at it pretty hard. I personally intend to support the Dash A7 amendments. We know that it will go to Commerce Committee, and the Senate has a very different point of view on this. And who knows where this may end up, but at this point in time, at least, got to give the representative some due, but members can obviously do their thing. Representative Corbin.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to support the amendments after having long discussions with
Representative Lundquist over other than three-legged cows. And I understand his concerns, and I think he addresses his concerns in this area. The only issue that I've raised, and I told him I would raise it today, and that is that there's another step beyond what we do in the legislature, and that's selling this to the public, in essence, and it literally is a sell job. And I think that Representative Lundquist's plan will be more difficult to sell than SJR 4 will. And Representative Lundquist says he fully understands that. I've been around the initiative process. I haven't been around the legislative process, obviously. But I think there's some truth in the concerns that are being raised by essentially the folks who will be asked to help support this when it gets to the initiative process. So it's sort of support with a very deep concern about the saleability of it. And if we don't sell it, then we're back to
square one,
playing these kind of games, yeah.
Sam Courtney, you...
Well, this presents, the good representative from Eastern Oregon presents me with an incredible challenge, because I think he's done a brilliant job of designing Oregon as it should be designed if you're going to use this approach for collecting signatures. So I think what I'm going to do, be continually inconsistent, is I think I'm going to support the amendment.
But oppose the bill.
But I'm going to oppose it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I know I have trouble speaking for myself, but
no.
I would hope that you would allow me just to finish. It doesn't take me long to speak, as you know.
Two attorneys.
I think I'm going to vote no and still look at you and others long and hard before the vote comes up on the floor, because I think you're doing a very dynamic thing here, a very important thing here, and so I hope that you understand, Representative Lundquist, my divided vote. I don't want to be talking out of both sides of my mouth, and if I come across that way, I hope that you'll allow me to show my flaws and give me the benefit of the doubt on this one, please.
Okay. Representative Lundquist.
Might respond. I appreciate those remarks. Those are kind remarks, in my opinion. And They're from the heart, and we are on, I think, something major here. It's one part of the process, I think. I think a lot of the things we've been talking about before, I mean, there's some of these are tied together, the frustration level. And my only hope is that in regard to what Representative Corkman has said, my comment to that is that usually the little higher the risk, usually the higher the gain. In other words, we can make ourselves feel warm and fuzzy by promoting a program that might be extremely easy to sell but doesn't do a lot. And so I, what I'm saying here is that I think it's worthy of the endeavor. I have enough confidence in the people of Oregon that when they see the unanimity that this presents to them, I think there's a real potential. Nothing's guaranteed in this life. If it was, we don't need to change the process.
Did you move the dash to A7 amendments?
Yes, I did.
Did a discussion on that, Representative Byer. Clerk, will please call the roll on the dash A7 amendments.
Representative Corbin?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
Yes.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mills?
Aye.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Aye.
Aye.
And
votes yes. Amendments adopted. Now on the bill, Representative Lundquist.
I move SJR 4 with the dash 7 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lundquist moves SJR 4 with the dash 7 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Corcoran.
I have one comment or one question for Representative Lundquist. An issue that's been raised in opposition to this, in addition to the question of the saleability of it, is that how do you respond to the criticism that what this does in effect is give veto power to the initiative process to Eastern Oregon?
The concept of doing anything is the issue you're talking about. Any geographic distribution gives that potential, if you want to classify it that way. Whether it's done a congressional district or you have two districts, as long as you have one, more than one district, in a sense you have that. So this is no more. In fact, I would make and I think a very straightforward comment to that in relation to the two plans, is that this congressional district, 20% is required in the 5th congressional district, and you could advertise that as huge. That's 20%. My plan is only 12. It's a little different size of the program, size of the pie. But that's my answer to that. I think in any type of district other than one, that comment can be valid.
Further discussion. Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
No.
Representative Blackwood?
Aye.
Representative Markham?
Aye.
Representative
Mills?
Aye.
Representative Roberts?
Excused.
Representative Watts?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Chair Long?
Vote yes. SJR 4 as amended and received the appropriate majority vote is forwarded to the floor to do pass recommendation. Representative Lundquist?
Please
carry it. Close the work session, HGR 4. Open up the work session on the only other non-controversial bill here, HR JR 14. The work session on this little non-controversial item doesn't change government much. This is the Representative Courtney's favorite bill. How did you not get a sponsorship on this? Big question.
You want to sign on?
You want to sign on now? We could add you there.
Yeah. Yes, this is truly a stellar
HJR. HJR 14. I would like the committee to discuss the Dash 3 amendments, which
just vote.
Just vote.
Just vote.
Just vote. Okay.
It makes no difference.
Representative Watt moves the Dash 3 amendments. Is that a problem, Representative Watt?
No, let Representative Watt find the desk.
Oh, Representative Watt.
We don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Usually the chair gives you a clear signal like that. It doesn't have a problem with it.
Would he please speak to the amendment?
The amendment, the Dash 3 amendment, before I get Representative Watt to pick him up, simply states that the HJR 14 with that word 4 inserted after the word bills on line 8 would have the very narrow interpretation that already exists in the requirement that all revenue bills be in the House. It simply states that this bill will be limited to major taxes, like income tax increases, sales tax, gasoline tax, those kind of taxes. It won't impact incidental taxes that occur when you create a new commission or when you raise fees, those kind of things.
Cigarette tax?
That probably might be impacted.
I'm just trying to figure out what tax, you know, in this session, what tax increases and non-tax increases are.
The four big ones would be the ones that are just like, that's all you're doing, is you're doing a tax increase. You're taxing tobacco, you're taxing gasoline, you're taxing income, you're taxing. The primary purpose, the definition, according to Mr. Scherzinger, as he testified the last work session, said to use the four language that narrows it down to what the our state court has already interpreted as meaning major things whose primary purpose is to raise taxes. Now, we know the courts will ultimately determine the primary purpose if it comes to that, but we know by previous court interpretation that means sales tax, income tax, cigarette tax, gas tax. Cigarette tax hasn't been tested, but I just assume that would fall in there. Representative Courtney.
What's 3/5 of 60?
36.
So can I assume, Mr. Chair, that unless you know ahead of time there are 36 votes on the floor to continue the cigarette tax, you don't think it should be brought to the House floor?
It would have a problem passing constitutional muster, yes.
Excuse me.
Today.
Excuse me.
Today?
Mr. Chair, I assume that you're a very unique and powerful position, that if there are not 36 votes on the House floor, or even if you bring it out there to the floor,
we'd have 36 votes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I see. But unless we do, you don't think we should even vote on that measure.
I think that yeah,
to deal with this budget, which is about to be announced tomorrow by the Republicans. Is that correct?
I think that the public is so fed up with taxes that they want to see a good consensus.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, they were so fed up that the ballot measure, which would have allowed them to significantly deal with it, failed. That's the one initiative that went down the tubes. Everything else was either passing, including the one that talks about bears and cougars in your backyard. But the one that got clobbered, which is the one that got beat at least, was the, dare I say it, was the one which would have really put the power, not in this group, but in the hands of the public, and it got beat. Would you explain that little thing to me, please?
That was one that had every single tax, including fees.
Well, I think... Well, Mr. Chair, I have to tell you... No, I'm not going to say it, because I've been trained to be a...
Mr. Chair.
I've taken a beating before, and today's going to be one where I take nothing but a beating, but I'll tell you... I used to like this committee, but I got to tell you.
Pardon me.
Jeez, Mr. Chair, I would move to dash 3 minutes.
Well, I can't believe you're doing this, Mr. Chair.
Any exception to the dash 3 minutes makes it better.
I move that we adjourn, Mr. Chair. I move that we adjourn.
Chair's not going to acknowledge that order.
Can you not take a motion to adjourn?
All right, we'll have to vote on it and you'll lose. Now, you want
well, all right, I'll lose, but I cannot believe that you're going to allow this to continue. You've had nothing but a victory today. You're winning everything.
I got to do one for the Secretary of State.
Well,
before
I with the Secretary of State until we deal with this issue. You should have thought of that before you came to this. You want to deal with that now, the Secretary of State one?
No, let's deal with the Dash 3 amendment first. Any objection to that amendment?
I object to...
There's a motion. Do you want to take your motion on adjournment?
Yes, I do. I move that we adjourn.
Okay, take a roll call vote on the adjournment motion. Those that want to vote no, feel free to do so.
Aye.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No, it's too much fun here.
Courtney.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mills?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excused.
No.
John. Vice Chair Beyer?
Aye.
You haven't started.
No, it's no.
I'm not going to.
Motion to adjourn.
I move that we recess.
Can we let members of the audience vote?
I don't know.
No, that's not debated. Courtney.
I'm being very upfront. You know what I'm. Come on.
Okay.
Don't be.
Clerk, call the roll on the motion to recess.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
And we were together.
Representative Courtney?
We were so together until today. No, yes. We were so together as a committee.
Oh, we're here. You knew we were going to come.
No, I didn't know you were going to do this.
No.
Oh, it's on the agenda for
that doesn't mean excuse me. That's the roll. All right. We're in the middle of a roll call.
No.
Representative
Mills?
No.
Oh.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative White?
No.
Vice Chair Beyer?
Aye.
Votes no. The motion recess fails.
Mr. Chair, I move adjournment of the committee.
Okay. I'm going to rule that motion as dilatory.
Mr. Chair, I have a right as a committee member to move adjournment.
Okay, let's move adjournment. I mean, let's take one more vote.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Corcoran?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mills?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse me.
Representative Watt?
No.
Vice Chair Beyer?
Aye.
Chair
Vaughn? Votes no. Representative Watt's motion is to move the dash to main objection. Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, I move a recess.
Who's recess?
Chairman?
Yeah.
Why don't you excuse the minority members? They won't be so excited tomorrow if they're not here when we do this.
Okay.
All of a sudden getting mad doesn't do any good.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I haven't had a committee ever.
Maybe you're just a little excited. What do we do about this, Mrs. Mellon?
Well, why isn't it a day to do it?
Well, because we can talk so long. There are days and there are days.
Yeah, but I got...
Good Friday was last Friday. You don't have to last minute.
Where are we, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, there's a motion on the floor.
Endless motions to adjourn.
I think there's a motion to recess.
Recess, excuse me.
Have we made a vote on that one already?
Nope.
Yeah, we have. Oh. Motion to recess.
There's another motion.
Pull the lever. find out again.
Chief Clerk is in the audience.
Oh, they're doing dilatory motions of recess and adjournment. I want to see if I can just say that this is long enough or whether we need to talk to adjournment early.
There has to be intervening action between each motion. So if you want a motion to adjourn, you can, but there has to be some sort of settlement in the action before another motion.
Oh, okay.
Then it is in order to...
So your present motion is because you adopted the amendments.
Yeah.
So your motion to recess is appropriate to be
right,
done.
Then some other
then,
action...
Then we move the bill.
And then another motion to adjourn and recess is in order.
All right.
Stand by, will you? Motion to recess. Royal Clerk, moved by Representative Barr, please move. A vote, I mean. Call the roll, excuse me.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Marquis?
No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Millen?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative Watt?
No.
Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Votes no. Motion fails. Mr. Watt?
Mr. Chair, I move the motion be tabled indefinitely.
That's right. That takes precedent, I believe, over all of them.
Okay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.